Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Happy Halloween Eve. This day every year, I'll do it. I'll watch Hocus Pocus. Away, beast! That's your son. He's just a cat now. Don't kick him. If you know, you know.
Gonna watch it for the first time this year.
I have never seen that movie.
Really? Yeah, it's Hannah's favorite.
Hocus Pocus? Uh-uh. Oh, dude, it's the only Halloween movie I really watch.
Is it?
Really?
What about the Grinch? Isn't he in a Halloween movie somewhere? After he stole Christmas, he come back and get Halloween too?
He shows up in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
It is. Good score.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. So, yeah, tomorrow's Halloween. Should be fun. Mm-hmm. Going to have a decent weather for once on a Halloween. It seems like every year I was a kid, whether or not I went as badass Billy Gunn or Watson from, Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. Watson! Yes!
Nice.
Ding. always an underrated character from Sherlock Holmes. I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, we could do this throughout the show. You take like candy bars that are staples, right? Like everybody goes, hey, you know what? I'm a Snickers guy. You know, golf course, they keep them in the cooler for a reason because there's people that are just like me that are addicted to it. You get to the turn, you get a hot dog, you get a cold Snickers.
You get both. Look at you. Okay. All right.
It's a common thing.
That's a splurge, man.
There's some people that'll keep a Snickers in their beer bag on the ice.
Really?
It just hits, dude. I don't know. Especially like on a hot, normally golf, you play in warm weather, right?
Yeah, right.
Get that turn, get that Snickers. The last three bites are smudgy on your fingers. But who would be the Snickers in the Chiefs organization?
Well, their slogan is Snickers really satisfies, right? Travis Kelce for me. Travis Kelce would be the guy. And you know, people would say Snickers is probably the premier, like the most popular, I would think, candy bar.
It's got nuts.
It does have nuts, but satisfies. I mean, everything Travis Kelce does, man, it satisfies the Chiefs fan. So that's where I would go with that. Snickers bar I would put as Travis Kelce.
And not only that, you remember their old... marketing.
You're hungry.
Yeah, you're not you and you're hungry. He's on the sideline.
That's
where
I was going.
That's where you were going with that
absolutely.
One. I like that. Yeah.
Screaming, bitching, and moaning. Hey, Travis, you're not you and you're hungry, bro.
Yeah, give him a Snickers bar. If somebody handed him a Snickers bar on the sidelines, I would absolutely die.
Awesome.
It would be so good, and Snickers would have a great ad campaign right there.
Travis, you're not yourself and you're hungry. You're looking like
Who is he? Yeah, who is he when he's not there?
Who's he when he's mad? Yeah, come up with somebody that he's mad.
And it's got to be someone really funny.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't even know who it could be. You know, Danny DeVito, maybe.
That's the first name. Yeah. Eric Stonestreet, Rob Riggle, someone KC. Yeah. I don't know. That's awesome.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, but it's Tony Miyake's face.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not you when you're hungry. Try this. There goes Kelce down the sideline.
Yeah, yeah. That would be fantastic.
A lot. We'll continue to do that today with the staples of candy bars and who they are on this Chiefs franchise. But yesterday, Adam Schefter tweeted.
Who would you pick as the Snickers bar?
I think Kelce's good.
You good? Yeah, okay.
I think Kelce's good.
Yeah.
just because of what you guys just like broke down.
Yeah.
You know, like
we broke down the Snicker bar ad slogans and created a football player, Dusty. This is why we're good.
Welcome to content. Yesterday, Adam Schefter, I don't know why this made me laugh really hard, but Adam Schefter goes, for those wondering if Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answer is, in the words of one source, no chance. Mm-hmm. Source added, people have a better chance of winning the lottery. So the Browns are not going to trade Myles Garrett,
no.
Obviously. And somebody on the text line said, get Josh to give him a Snickers.
There we go.
He might be back on this show if that happens. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
You're at yourself when you're angry. Here's a Snickers. F out of my way, Kling. I'm going to know you. But the Browns are not going to part ways with Myles Garrett no matter what. This is their guy. They gave him all that money.
Right.
5 sacks last week and they lose. He's obviously frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote on his cleats, it is written before the game. Yeah, that contract. That
contract
is written.
Yeah.
So I asked you guys, you know, what's something that you would never part with no matter what? You can't say family or blank like that.
Right.
Don't be like, well, I'd never get rid of my wife. You love him so much, Ted. Why don't you take him?
Yeah.
Kids, family, all that sort of stuff. But what is something that you own that is something that's yours? No matter what, it's not going away. It's not being given away. It's yours.
Yeah. And originally it was my red recliner that I have down in the basement that my wife refuses to let me put anywhere else in the house. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's comfortable and I like it and I'm never getting rid of that chair. She's like, oh, let's recover.
It's
no, we're not recovering
salt
it.
On the side.
Yeah, it's got all that kind of stuff. It's the whole, you know, lazy boy, pull the handle, flip
yeah.
back. I've had it since
1999.
Oh God.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It says lazy boy
yes,
on the side.
Does.
Yeah, I have one of those. I used to have one of those.
But I bought it in 1999 when I moved to Texas at this local furniture place, Starkey mm-hmm. Furniture. Right. And it's here we are, you know, 26 years later, that sucker's still great.
That's
better
dad's
than anything.
Chair.
That's
We've
right.
all grown up with
oh,
that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
When your
yeah.
dad came home and you were sitting and you got the motion.
Yep. Out of dad's chair. So originally it was that. And then I was like, that's a weak one, you know. And then I was thinking about it. And I've got this one prized possession. And I will tell you this, guys. And I don't know if I regret this or not in life. I've never been an autograph guy, right? Mm. Like, I do regret not getting Len Dawson to sign something for me when we were working together over at Channel 9. I do regret that.
Been sick of you got like a Fresca bottle signed
I
by
know,
Len Dawson.
Right? Especially since Fresca's making a comeback now, man. Like, I'm getting Fresca all the time. Fresca and tequila, top-notch beverage. So I do regret that. But the one thing I do have when I was, you know, doing my stay of execution or whatever it is over in St. Louis for 3 years, I met Lou Brock and he autographed a golf ball with our station logo on it. Then it says Lou Brock on it with the station logo that I worked at there in St. Louis. And I always thought that was really cool because obviously Lou Brock wasn't a golfer, but we were at a golf tournament and I got him to sign the ball. And that's always been kind of that prized possession for me. It's just a strange one. I don't know why that always kind of pops when I think about those things, but it's something to me that's just kind of unique to have a Hall of Famer on this golf ball. Do you know who Lou Brock is?
I looked it up last night when you texted this. So I Cincinnati Reds, was that right?
No.
Baseball player? I mean, looked it up.
You looked it up. Cincinnati Reds? Baseball player? You did a good job of looking that
up. Got the right league.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? He's got the right league. Nationally, got the right division.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Chi-Town.
I mean, I did say St. Louis three times in that story. Didn't
the shitey town that Bob's always talking about.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Do you know who George Brett is?
Jeez. Oh, okay, I would say my dog, and if that doesn't count.
Yeah, it's a little kind of fan.
Yeah, exactly. Then I would say I've got a signed Mahomes and a signed Lynn Dawson photo. I'd love to keep those.
Signed by both?
Well, I guess I can only keep one, so I'd keep the Mahomes.
No, hang on.
But
is it a photo of both of them, and they both signed it?
No, I've got one photo of Lynn, one photo of Mahomes, and it's the same position of them like kind of cocking back to throw. And
yeah.
It's like the same tongue out kind of thing. It's pretty cool, so I would keep
those. Well, if you put them in the same frame, it's the same photo.
Yeah, get them in the same frame, and I keep
it's
one.
It's like when you pull a chip off a nacho plate, and they're all set together. It's, it's
you
one
get
nacho.
The whole thing. It's one nacho, yeah.
It's funny that autographs that we don't collect are the one thing that we all are going to keep and not get rid of.
Yeah. It's like sentimental though, you know?
Yeah. I think, cause you told the story about how you got the Brock autograph.
Yeah.
Right. You told the story. Do you know how you got, were you like in a fan line or something like that? Or were you like a fan fest or something? Or did you buy
it?
Okay.
It's
so you got
it.
So gift from a family member,
mm-hmm. Mom.
Okay. So there you go. Sentimental. Your mom
sentimental.
Went out of her way, probably paid good coin for that. And you'll never get rid of those.
Uh-huh.
Mine is Cal Ripken's autobiography called Cal on Cal, and it's just signed Cal Ripken in the middle. I've told the story 1,000 times, so I'm sorry for those people that are blue in the ass with it or blue in the face with this story. But it was his last tour. I think I was 8 years old, went with my dad. I go down to the visiting dugout, Cal Ripken's going to sign autographs. We know he is. And there's all these people around, right? Grown-ass people, little kids, everywhere from anywhere. And they're handing license plates, baseballs, all this stuff. It's my birthday. It's August 7th, 1998, I believe, or 97, one of those years. And I'm just standing there, like, you know, holding this book up. And I'm like, Cal, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. You know, kind of really trying to, you know, get this guy to sign my book. And he goes, don't worry, kid, I'll get to you. Well, that's enough for me. The whole world stops. He pulls me up on top of the dugout after he signs for all these people. And he goes, you know, how old are you? It's your birthday. That's really
cool.
That's
before the netting was there, too. It was, so I'm like, I'm smiling because I'm like, damn, if the netting wasn't there, how cool.
And I've got one of those old Kodak cameras. They have to wind and flash. And unfortunately for me, I didn't know, but I'm just like banging it right in his face.
Yeah.
And I have all the pictures in the back of the book. And it's all just like close-up selfie shots of Cal Ripken. And then he signs the book. He closes. He gets it to me. He goes, thanks for being a fan. Have a good rest of your day. Happy birthday. I go back. I'm white as a ghost. I mean, white as that whiteboard behind you. And I sit down next to my dad. He goes, well, did you get it? And I just didn't say a word. Didn't even look at my father. And I just handed him the book. And to this day, I can smell the marker when he opened the book and the wave of Sharpie into my nose. And it still sits in my room on the entertainment center, and it's right there. And that's one of the only four autographs I have. And I would never trade that book. I'd never get rid of that book because, yeah, the autograph might be worth a whole lot of money someday, but that moment of how I got it, that's bigger than the actual autograph.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why those things are so important. It's not like the, you know, the jackass that confronts George all the time at the airport and diners and things like that.
And then goes on social media, George Brett's an a-hole.
Yeah, like, no, well, you are. You know, you're out there, you know, bombarding the guys. He's getting off a flight to try to get an autograph.
Well, we can't see what you signed.
Yeah, no, yeah, stalker is what you were, you know, that guy. But those are the moments. Like, you had a story about it. I had a story about it. I'm sure a lot of people have those great stories where they've got these cool things that they're just never going to give up in their life. And you know, it's a player that I never rooted for in Lou Brock, right? And Cal Ripken's an Oriole. You didn't grow up, you know, an Oriole fan. I didn't grow up, obviously, rooting for the St. Louis Cardinals or whatever. But that was Lou Brock. That was Hall of Famer. And you're looking at it, that's Cal Ripken. That's a Hall of Famer. Like, those two guys just transcend the game because of how great they were. Right. Everybody was a fan of players like that.
Somebody says they have a Yordano Ventura signed Royals bat that they're going to keep.
That's cool. Yeah. I like the signed bat by Yordano. That's awesome.
This comes from Janae. I have a sheet of paper with autographs from training camp 1994. Neil, Derek Thomas, Carl, Marty, etc.
That's cool.
And a photo of Derek Thomas signing it, never getting rid of
that. Yeah, not getting rid of that.
Another person says they have a quilted blanket. It's got pictures of her and her mother on there. The mom passed away. It's still her favorite blanket. Not getting rid of that.
Right.
Signed Garth Brooks jersey from when he played spring training.
Oh, that's
the Padres.
Cool. That is awesome. I love stuff like that. That's really right. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a signed Nolan Ryan bat. Never would give it up.
That's cool. A bat by a pitcher. That's unique. It's different. I like that.
No doubt. My dad's dining room table, which has been around since I was four. I'm 42. It's in my man cave.
Oh.
That's now a poker table. No doubt about it.
Nobody has dining room tables anymore, right?
But it is interesting because you know how we always do these things where, you know, you have to like go through your house. I got to get rid of this stuff. And then you get to one thing and you're like, nope. Not a chance.
Yeah,
that's
well,
staying.
And that's why I've always thought of the idea. And I think this is a great idea. I would start a company and I would basically, you would hire me to come over and clean out your house because it's hard to clean out your own stuff. My wife's stuff, I can throw away no problem. It doesn't bother me. Then I open a box of my stuff. I'm like, ooh, I can't.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
can't get rid of that, you know? So I would come in, you say you get this whole level, you can throw anything out on this level that you want. I would go in and just wipe out. It's easier that way to have somebody else do it, because a lot of the times you don't know what junk you have. And then you start going through that junk and you're like, oh, I need to keep all this, but it's been in a box for 15 years, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, nah, I really don't need to keep this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.